Well, obviously, they're very disappointing figures. They're the highest number of notifications yet on record. It's important to note that the figure of 8,156 are the notifications received by the Department of Health. The Minister for Health himself said on the radio the figure was 8,500, and the number of claims that were made by doctors for to be reimbursed for abortions carried out is nearer to 9,000. So it's somewhere between 8 and 9,000, the actual number of abortions that have happened. That's one abortion for, you know, every 8 pregnancies. And they're massive numbers. And as you say, 169 of them relate to Donegal. If you look at the overall figure, you know, you're talking about the population of Lifford and Buncrana put together, like there are huge numbers, and I think nobody who voted yes in the referendum in 2018 would have anticipated those kind of numbers. And I think it really shows that it's time for the government to really set aside some time to consider policy in this area and find ways to reduce the abortion rates, because before the abortion referendum, they gave assurances that we wouldn't have large increases in the abortion rate. That has now come to pass. And if, and we know even the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, in recent days has spoken of his own concern with the exploding abortion rate. So I think that we really need to see focus by government on how to decrease the abortion rate and really focusing on providing women in unplanned pregnancies with support and alternatives to abortion. And that's what's really needed now. And I really hope to see that. And I think that people all over the country will be looking for that, because it'll be really come this has brought to the fore to be in people's minds. I mean, how extreme the rates have come in just 4 years.
And could the increase in figures relate to abortions not being obviously registered here before, and that they were being carried out, say, in England?
Yeah, so if you look at the figures prior to the abortion referendum, the last year that we have figures for women travelling to England to avail of abortion there, the British figures are England and Wales Department of Social Care produce them every year. They were less than 3,000. Now, even if you were to allow for claims in relation to abortion pills, which, you know, even if you were to give a kind of a figure of 1,000 for that, of people getting abortion pills into Ireland to take them, which would be a very liberal figure to attribute to that, you're still talking about an increase of over 120%, because that would still be, you'd still be talking about less than 4,000 a year. So this is a massive increase no matter what way you look at it. I think a lot of people will feel that they were betrayed by the promises that were given by government. I think even members of the parliamentary parties, of the major parties, would be feeling a bit hard done by, you know, people who went out selling a yes vote. You know, people who you wouldn't have expected to, many people in Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael who voted for the abortion referendum, encouraged others to do so, will now be seeing these huge numbers and saying, well, you know, it's time maybe to call a bit of a halt. It's time to look at what's happening and trying to redress that. But instead, what we have at the moment with the 3-year review of the abortion law, with its extreme recommendations, and the recent Breed-Smith bill that was passed second stage in Dáil Éireann, which called for effectively abortion up to birth, you really have a small number of people seem to be deciding policy on this area, getting these proposals forward, and really not reflective of mainstream Ireland, certainly not reflective of people, all the no voters, obviously lots of in Donegal particularly, but also all over the country, and also many yes voters who would never have anticipated to see such horrendous abortion numbers and no interest at all. I mean, the government has spent over 20 million rolling out abortion in the last few years and not a cent on, you know, seeking positive alternatives to women. And that just can't continue. I think there will be an electoral backlash in relation to this. And I know people are getting more politically active on it. And we're encouraging people through our humanity campaign to talk to their politicians to try and bring some humanity and justice back to the abortion issue.